The Important Vision of December 25th. Each morning the group met in the Andrews home in Rochester. In the afternoons they went to the Lamson home, where they could be with James as they prayed. This routine continued till December 25th. Ellen White described what then took place. Christmas evening, as we were humbling ourselves before God, and earnestly pleading for deliverance, the light of heaven seemed to shine upon us, and I was wrapped in a vision of God's glory. It seemed that I was borne quickly from earth to heaven, where all was health, beauty, and glory. Strains of music fell upon my ear, melodious, perfect, and enchanting. I was permitted to enjoy this scene a while before my attention was called to this dark world. Recounting the experience many years later, Loughborough declared. As she related the vision to us, she said, "Satan's purpose was to destroy my husband, and bring him down to the grave. Through these earnest prayers, his power has been broken." Ellen had been caring for James for more than 4 months, but neither she nor the others had witnessed the progress for which they had hoped and prayed. Why? And what did the future hold? The answers came in the vision. I had an encouraging view of the case of my husband, the particulars of which will be presented hereafter. I was shown that God had suffered this affliction to come upon us to teach us much that we could not otherwise have learned in so short a time. It was His will that we should go to Dansville, for our experience could not have been thorough without it. I have been shown that Satan is angry with this company who have continued for 3 weeks praying earnestly in behalf of this servant of God, and he is now determined to make a powerful attack upon them. I was told to say to you, live very near to God that you may be prepared for what comes upon you. Ellen White reported that shortly after the vision, with its encouragement to James, my husband then proposed our returning to Battle Creek the next week on Monday, January 1, 1866, New Year's evening. I felt the evidence that the Lord would go with us on our journey, and bring us safely to our home again. New Year's Day was set for the trip. Andrews proposed that he accompany them to Battle Creek, but Ellen replied that she wished them to go by themselves, trusting alone in God to sustain them. A number of their friends accompanied them to the railway station to see them off. At Battle Creek later in the day they were met by friends and escorted to their home, which had been comfortably prepared for them. At 5 o'clock they sat down at their dining table, bountifully spread with good food that the women of the church had prepared. James rested well through the night and on the weekend participated in the services at the church, wrote Ellen. I saw that God was fitting up my husband to engage in the solemn, sacred work of reform which He designed shall progress among His people. It is important that instruction should be given by ministers in regard to living temperately. They should show the relation which eating, working, resting, and dressing sustain to health. All who believe the truth for these last days have something to do in this matter.